Rock 107, WIRX and WIRX.com. Good morning. It's 620. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oi!
Oi! Tip of the morning to ya. Let's take a quick look at your forecast before we get on to sports here. Today, mostly sunny, high of 60, so still just a tad cooler. Tonight, cloudy, chance for some rain, low of 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny. That's a slutty sun, by the way.
I knew it.
Slutty ass sun with the so hot rays. Partly sunny. We do have a chance for some rain at some point, but small chance. High of 72.
That's Sunday. Saturday.
That's Saturday. Sunday, high of 64. Then it's dropping down a little bit as we start up next week, but warmer still. So high of 72 tomorrow. Boy, you better. I'm going to be on that roof just getting a tan. Need some sun on my body.
Hopefully I'm on a boat. I got the carbs done yesterday.
No. Don't even. Why? Why would you build yourself up like that? Why would you give yourself such lofty goals?
I like failing. I like crying on the water for some reason.
You like crying when it's 70 degrees out and gorgeous out.
Everybody's on their jet skis just hitting flips and having a great time swimming with the dolphins. I'm over there just bawling my ass out.
That reminds me. I need to get my jet ski all ready for the water. So.
Yeah.
Get it out there. I'll whip past you and wave when your boat's just sitting there floating around.
Son of a bitch. Right.
All right, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer. The other day, Kiki was like, I'd love a Bud Light Seltzer right now, but you drank all of mine. And I said, I'm sorry, they were delicious. And then I found one that accidentally tipped over, and it was laying on its side on the beer shelf in the fridge. And I said, see, I didn't drink them all. And then she slapped
me
and said, don't touch it. So, yeah, she got one. She got hers. All right. Anyway.
They're pretty good, man. I enjoy them. All right, let's do it, man. Football, the NFL, working on creating a schedule for the upcoming season. It's sure to be one of the strangest schedules ever created, ever. There's some talk that if college football isn't played this fall, that some pro games could be moved to Saturdays. The NFL is expected to release its schedule no later than May 9th. So stay tuned. That's only 8 days away, man. Are they being pressured to get the schedule out? Because I don't really still don't think anybody really knows. And I don't think they do either. I don't even think the governors know. You know, so it's like we're going to put the schedule out, but it's a loose schedule, I think. Moving on to the NBA, some NBA team executives and agents are calling on the league to cancel the rest of the season, while others are trying to figure out a way to finish the season at Disney World. Did you hear this? You know, they're going to do it Biodome style, basically in Disney, man. They're going to obviously it's a ghost town over there. So it's kind of its own little like world over there. So if you can quarantine people, why not do it in a large park like that where you can. Maybe you can deny access to people. So sure. It might not be a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
I mean, can Mickey Mouse dunk?
I'm sure he can.
You know? I know.
I know Goofy can. He's got the height. He's got the jump.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's kind of like Bill Wennington, you know? He just doesn't have the coordination, but he can jump. He can rebound.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
You know? He's kind of like the Dennis Rodman without the tattoos and the and the shenanigans. Moving on, NASCAR is planning to get back to business May 17th with a Cup Series race at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. One of four it will hope to run without fans during the month of May. If they pull this off, racing will be the first major sport to return to competition since all of this started. So, yeah, NASCAR might be back here shortly. And one more thing, which Brock wanted me to talk about. Little League World Series canceled for the first time. That's all I know about it. It was just a headline I saw. So, do you know any more about that?
No, I don't, because it's sports with Hunter. It's Hunter Sports.
Yeah, God, I'll give you a headline. Figure it out. No, I got a little. Little League International has canceled its 7 World Series tournaments and 82 regional qualifying events for the first time in the organization's history. So there you go. It's heartbreaking. They said, poor kids.
That does suck for the kids. That does suck.
You know what? They're little athletes. They're little adults anyway. If you're in the Little League World Series, you basically have hair under your arm anyway. You're good. You know? You're more mature than everybody else your age. Just chalk it up that as a win. And everybody else can't play sports either. So,
yeah.
Buck up, Bart.
All right. Damn it, dude. I totally forgot about it's going to be May. We should have played that yesterday. It's too late now. I'll find it later. Anyway, that's your sports brought to you. I wasn't listening to you at all. I was just doing my own thing over here. Yes. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107 WR.
All right, what is going on right now? There's something happening in the studio. Hey, say something, would you?
Hey.
Okay, that's coming through. Like, there's something going on with my fader. All right, sit tight. Don't do anything. Just sit tight for 2 seconds. Here it's like it's moving. Like, it just went like your little fader there went right down to zero, but I could still hear you. And then, so this is like, it's all. I knew something was getting. Now I just logged off. What the hell? You still hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ugh, I'm getting over this so
it's
fast.
It's like Poltergeist over
dude,
there, man.
Dude, it is. Oh, it is.
Yeah, don't touch the screen.
Am I on some Indian burial ground?
You might be. It's like Pet Cemetery, that Indian burial ground where you bury your pets and they come back alive.
All right. Let's try something.
You have any dead dogs running around there?
No.
You have a cat named Church?
I don't. Really thank mean? God. Thank God. All right, I think it's fixed. Let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. What do you got for us, Hunter?
Hey, boom, let's talk a little football.
Hey, the NFL is working on creating a schedule for the upcoming season. It's sure to be one of the...
What? Hey, here's a guy who wants to talk about football.
Bring him back, man. It's sure to be one of the strangest schedules ever created. Yes, there's some talk of that college football isn't going to be played this fall. So some pro games could be moved to Saturdays. The NFL is expected to release its schedule no later than May 9th. So stay tuned. That'd be crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday NFL games, I wouldn't mind. Hey, sticking with NFL real quick, Andy Dalton. See ya. He's out of there. Bengals released him.
Wow.
But wait, there's more. Patriots, the favorites, to sign Andy Dalton.
What?
Yep. New England Patriots.
Wow.
You know?
Dude, that's so what do you think, weird.
How do you feel about that? You think Andy Dalton could fit into that? Anybody could fit into that program if you
literally,
accept it.
I'll take things I don't care about for 100, Alex.
Patriots, I don't know. We'll see. They got one of the greatest coaches ever, man. So yeah. they're always going to be decent. So we'll see. We'll see, man.
Actually,
NBA.
I do want to see Andy Dalton go there. And then I want to see the Patriots win again. So we can just say for once and for all that it wasn't Brady.
Nope.
It was the coach.
Nope. It was Tom Brady this whole time. This whole time. Moving on, man. NBA. Some NBA team executives and agents are calling on the league to cancel the rest of the season, while others are trying to figure out a way to finish the season at Disney World, man. So, Biodome style. You know, at Disney World, it's a park. You can not let people in, and you can kind of just have your own little NBA world there, man. So, it'd be pretty interesting. Moving on one more time. NASCAR planning to get to business. On May 17th, with a Cup Series race at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina, one of four, it will have hopes to run without fans during the month of May. If they pull this off, racing will be the first major sport to return to competition since all of this had started. So do some racing, man. I would sit there and I would watch a full entire race for the first time. You know, I do watch races, but I never get the full thing. You know, I
would
sit down
too.
And watch a full race.
I would actually watch the full race. All right, well, it looks like there's some wheels that are in motion. Obviously, I want everyone to be safe about it. We shouldn't make, you know, dumb choices just because we need our sports, you know?
Hey,
I mean,
did you see me getting ready for NASCAR last night?
I did. Yeah, your stupid video that you sent me. You straight up Vin Dieseling in your basement.
Way over exaggerating those turns.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.